A new poll by NPR, the Kaiser Family Foundation, and Harvard's Kennedy School of Government shows that only 19% of Mexican immigrants living in the United States say they are U.S. citizens. Many have arrived too recently to be citizens, and many others are here illegally. Nearly all of them say they want to be citizens. The question is whether they want it just for the legal rights that come with citizenship, or whether they also want to assimilate into American society. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Nearly everyone, immigrants and non-immigrants alike, agrees that to really be part of American society, immigrants need to learn English. So one test of how well Mexicans are assimilating might be how well they're learning English and how important they think learning English is. We visited Mexican neighborhoods in San Francisco's East Bay Area to explore that question and others. Our first stop was St. Louis Bertrand's Catholic Church in East Oakland. On a recent Sunday afternoon, about 300 mostly Mexican immigrant parishioners are celebrating Mexican Independence Day. Antonio Gil is a 40-something construction worker who's been in the United States nearly half his life. And while he says he speaks English well enough to talk with his bosses, he still prefers speaking Spanish and celebrating Mexican holidays.
For me, it's important because I was born in Mexico, above all. Celebrating means remembering the independence. The 4th of July doesn't have the same meaning for me.
It's hard to tell whether Gil is typical, even at a Mexican Independence Day celebration. Listen to Carlos Vargas. He's a short man with a smile wider than he is tall. His baseball cap is embroidered with American and Mexican flags. He's been in the United States 37 years.
I was hungry to learn English so I can get a good job. So, no, it was so hard because I needed to learn it.
Vargas displays other markers of assimilation. He opened up his own furniture store 4 years ago, and he's proud of what his American children have done.
One's a doctor. The oldest is an engineer, and the third one will be a doctor in 2 years also. So we made it.
Sending her three children to college is Rosario Peña's dream. She's in her late 30s, and she's been here 15 years. She's learning English at night school, but it's coming slowly.
Because I come here for, prosperar.
When I ask her how she identifies herself, she says, I feel Mexican, but I want to be an American.
I recently returned to Mexico, and I was always missing the United States. When we were crossing the border back into California, I told my husband, I feel safer here. Even though I was born there and my family is there, I feel better here.
That sentiment is not uncommon. According to our survey, about half of all Mexican immigrants say they feel equally American and Mexican. Nearly 30% say they feel mostly American. Those beliefs are in line with other immigrants, but they are particularly interesting when you consider that only about 1 in 5 Mexican immigrants reports being a U.S. citizen, and it's so easy to maintain ties with Mexico. Sister Margarita Cortez is a second-generation Mexican-American.
When they left their home country and they came to the United States, they feel that they let go of their culture, they let go of Mexico. That's something very hard for them because they thought that when they came here, they would only do it for a couple of years and they would go back. But as time goes on, they get their roots here. Not so much for them, but for their kids.
That's exactly the situation for Miguel Mendoza.
Buenas tardes.
We're in the home of this 50-year-old carpenter. A 3D picture of the Last Supper hangs just behind his chair at the kitchen table. He says he hopes to return to Mexico someday.
That's my intention, but the problem is my family. My children grew up here and they don't want to return, but I would return. I like it there.
Mendoza has been here 32 years, yet he doesn't speak much English. He's a legal resident, but he says he's never really considered becoming a U.S. citizen.
Sí, yo creo que sí, porque es eso de todos el que se hace ciudadano ya tiene
Sure, there are lots of advantages in becoming a citizen. More rights and guarantees. You can vote in elections. Perhaps one day I'll become part of that. But to become a citizen feels like a betrayal of Mexico.
For every Miguel Mendoza, there's an Emma Paulino. She's another first-generation immigrant, a mother of three, and a neighborhood activist.
This is my responsibility as an American citizen, to be part of this community. If I want to see a better world, I better do something.
Paulino, Mendoza, and their neighbors in Oakland live in working-class neighborhoods that were once predominantly white and black and are now increasingly becoming Mexicanized. This worries some observers like Harvard professor Samuel Huntington. His book, Who Are We?, points out that most new immigrants speak a single language, Spanish, and more than a third are from a single country, Mexico. So Huntington says that while immigrants in these communities may learn English, they remain attached to Mexico.
We would appear to be moving in the direction of becoming a bilingual and bicultural society. Like Canada or Belgium or Switzerland, all of which are prosperous, stable, democratic countries, but which are basically countries with two or more languages and cultures.
But many Latino scholars say Huntington's concerns are unwarranted. David Montejano, who teaches history and sociology at UC Berkeley, says, look at the last great wave of Mexican immigration nearly 100 years ago, beginning around 1910.
What happened to that generation? What happened to the children and grandchildren? Well, those children and grandchildren, you find, are now fully acculturated. They're part of the American mainstream. Many of them are, you know, elected officials or business people and so on. So assimilation is working.
Large studies of Mexican Americans back him up. A 2002 Kaiser Pew poll found that by the third generation, nearly 8 out of 10 Mexican Americans have English as their dominant language, nearly 4 times as many as are bilingual. But 750,000 Mexicans are coming to the United States every year, and most of them are staying, and there's little indication that the migration will end anytime soon. So the question remains whether today's Mexican immigrants will follow those patterns of yesterday or not. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
You can find more information about the NPR Kaiser Kennedy School Immigration Poll, including the complete results, at npr.org.